I take the floor just to react to the delegation of India, which I believe presented a very constructive and very relevant points that is very encouraging to my delegation. I think the distinguished delegate from India provided a very useful framing of the discussions of risk that could be useful as we draft the outcome of this year's GGE session, which is the framing in terms of non-operational and operational risks. And we are particularly we feel strongly about non-operational risk, including unauthorized acquisition by terrorist groups, which is very relevant in the context of our security environment in the Philippines. We are also encouraged that India recognizes the need for measures in safeguarding human-machine interaction, as well as preventing access to systems through cyber hacking and spoofing. But we wish to submit that beyond these two categories of risk, there is also another broad category of extra operational risks. And these are extra operational risks include ethical, humanitarian, and strategic risk that is all that are also salient in many of the working papers proposed, and is also not new, but something that we have already affirmed in previous GGE understandings. We also note the very eloquent articulation by the delegation of India that many of these risks are inherent in all weapon systems. And indeed, breaches have been made in the context of human decision making. But what makes autonomous weapon systems different in terms of context is that in human decision making, there remains, or there is, the element of traceability and explainability is retained, allowing for the identification of chains of command and enhancement of accountability with greater ease. So the risk in terms of autonomy or the application of autonomy and other advanced technologies adds, again, a layer of complexity in this regard. But what we really are encouraged is this growing convergence that we really need risk mitigation measures. For us, these risk mitigation measures should not be limited to national measures, but there has to be a multilaterally agreed and developed normative and operational framework. In our case, this should be in the form of a legally binding protocol. For others, it should be in the form of shared voluntary measures of good practices and outcome. But the convergence is there, it has to be multilaterally standardized, so to speak. In our protocol, draft protocol 6, we seek to address in our provision on transfer and proliferation some of the risks with regard to the non-operational risk characterized by the distinguished delegation of India. We believe having this as a legal obligation is a useful starting point for further operationalization, although we do recognize that there are some questions regarding how to operationalize this legal obligation, and we recognize that these questions have been made by the distinguished delegation of Australia, for example, in one of our sessions, I think, yesterday or the other day. These are obviously valid questions that are worthy of reflections, and I think these could also be fleshed out through continued exchange in a format similar to what we have here in the GGE, which, as the U.S. delegation characterized, is a very robust platform for transparency and confidence building. And I wish to note that in our draft Protocol 6, we wish to institutionalize this platform as an annual consultation mechanism of high contracting parties to a possible Protocol 6. So again, we think that we are reaching a common ground in this regard, and we please rest assured that my delegation will continue to work to help us help bring about a consensus that would be that could be enshrined in a possible document that would constitute an outcome of our work this week. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished delegate from the Philippines.